Hello, everyone. Is that loud?
I'm actually deaf, and I'm suing Radio Laurier. Hello.
Better?
I'm losing my hearing.
I can barely hear in mine.
Well, I feel like you're doing it on purpose. All right, welcome back to Swipe Right. We missed last week and the week before that.
Did the week before.
Remember that Valentine's challenge we were supposed to do? Like, special, like, how to do Valentine's Day when you're single? Oh, yeah. I don't remember because we didn't do it.
I was working because my manager literally scheduled me because she knew I didn't have a Valentine's Day date.
Yeah, neither did I. What did I do? What did you just worked?
I worked.
Which is just what you said.
Yeah.
What did I do? I think I ate pizza and sat on my couch.
With your dog.
And avoided Instagram and played, like, Spider Solitaire all night.
I love that.
I didn't even drink. I was just like... What is this life? I literally scoped out Shoppers Drug Mart the next day, though, for that candy.
Oh, 50% off, 75%
off. 50% off is the only benefit. Also, super fun, but I went to H&R Block, which is, like, the most lit place.
Yeah, of course.
This time of the year. So I went there, and I was, because I got audited, super fun stuff about being an adult and paying tuition. So if you get audited... Have fun. But anyways, so they're like, oh, because I was saying I didn't think I was going to get anything back this year because I had so many jobs. And she's like, well, there's a new credit for being a single person. You get it like $154 back. It's a new, you know, credit that you'll get. So you'll definitely get that back. And I was just like,
you'll definitely get that back.
And I was like, okay. I was like, well, finally there's a benefit to being single. I mean, I'm sure she meant like single in terms of no dependents and like not living with someone or like
what's children,
that? Children, men, women, persons,
other individuals,
common law,
dogs do
married.
Not count.
Yeah, dogs don't count. Anyways, so then I told my dad, I'm like, oh, it's kind of exciting that, like, I'll be getting $154 back this year, at least just for being single. And he's just like, oh, well, I guess you'll get that forever. I was assaulted.
Oh, I would have been like, Dad, you gotta take it somewhere else.
He literally nonstop says, oh, I guess I'll probably never have grandchildren. At the rate, he said to me one time, he's like, at the rate you're going, I'll never have grandchildren.
Oh my.
And I'm like, at the rate you're going, you're not going to meet them when I do have them. Sir, back up. But yeah, so clearly we didn't do anything exciting for Valentine's Day. And I don't really want to hear what you did because I don't care if you're happy.
Yeah, so, honestly, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. No
one
asked.
If you went on a beautiful romantic date.
No one asked.
And then went, I don't know.
We don't even know.
I don't know because I don't have any experience. But if you had a beautiful day and you love Valentine's Day, I do not care.
We don't care. We're not happy for you.
Not here for you or for it.
We're not hoping that it's successful. And, like, especially for those that got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
I hate you and you're predictable.
God. Come on. Be a little bit more original.
Come on. Oh. I love how this is a dating show and we're just like, screw everybody that's
dating. Yeah, we don't date.
Anyone. I hate you.
Wait, we didn't do our disclaimer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't, again?
You don't remember it? You didn't bring it?
We don't have it.
Okay, also, we have not prepared for the show. I literally Googled interesting dating facts and then said, all right, let's go record.
You know what? I had a few minutes yesterday and I looked up some articles.
I feel
so.
Like our listeners are going to be like deeply disappointed because obviously they're all very invested.
Okay, give us a little
show.
Update. No, first let's do the disclaimer, and then we'll do some updates, and then we'll play a song. How about that?
Whoa. Structure. You're turning me on. I'm just like, tell me what to do again. I'm kidding. We're vanilla. So the disclaimer is that this show is brought to you by two white, cisgender, heterosexual... woman.
Females.
And we're not in any way trying to speak to the dating experiences of
for
all
everyone.
Pools of people and individuals that are dating. This is just one singular impression of dating or not
opinion.
Dating, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just always like to say that this is definitely not speaking for all of dating. We're not going to take that on. We're, like, the least qualified people to do that.
We just love talking shit.
And taking up space that we shouldn't. And so, yeah, we definitely don't speak for everyone, but...
But you get the idea.
But you get the idea. So it does get a little risque. Probably not in this one because it was not one of our most exciting ones. But however, I would love to do like a self-love version. And by self-love, I mean self-toy love version of the show prior to the end of the semester, because I think that's incredibly important. And then also like a contraception one, I think that would be really fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's so many different forms of contraception, which is fun. And we could talk about that. I mean, I don't have experience with any of them aside from condoms, but like, who cares?
God. Updates. You go first.
Oh my, okay. My update. I have been spending way too much time with my dog. Okay. No. Serious update. I was just like, okay. I am ready. I like strapped myself down. Yeah. I spent like 45 minutes creating a profile on OkCupid. Because I was like, okay, maybe OkCupid's a little bit more serious. Right. I can be a little bit more descriptive. I'm not going to be sarcastic. I'm not trying to be funny. Let's just like reel it all
here
in.
For business.
We're here for business. I'm here to make a business deal because I'm a business woman.
Yeah.
Ready to date. And that was my dog. And I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to like perform the act of dating. And so I sat there. I was like, oh, let me just talk about myself. Again, a theme ongoing.
Personality trait, actually.
Yes. Again, remember from our first episode where we described all of the dating apps that we've used, OkCupid essentially asks you a lot of questions and lets you rate the importance of the answers to those questions. And so, like, for example, like, should creationism be taught in schools? My answer was fuck no. And, and like, how important is that to you? And, like, for me, that's very important that the person that I would date would also feel that way.
Oh, yeah, because you can rate it if it's very important or it's whatever.
And it's really interesting because I think OkCupid, at least from when I first used it way back when I was, like, 18, 19, I think it's come a long way in terms of being a lot more inclusive. Like, for example, when you're signing up and they're even asking for your gender, like, they do have, like, a little paragraph about how they understand gender isn't binary. Mm-hmm. And there's almost, like...
Very inclusive.
Very incredibly inclusive. Yeah. Like, every pronoun... the pronouns, every gender identity is listed there. And if it isn't, there's an option to put your own in what you feel comfortable identifying with and what you do identify with. And a lot of their questions have become a lot... Like, for example, do you agree with, like... trans people being allowed in the military, obviously hell yes, and having access to that, whether you agree with military and army, etc., they should still have access to those because it's like super important, and that's how a lot of them have their medical costs, especially in the States, covered for their transition surgery. Anyways, but yeah, it just like allows you to like answer these really specific and like political or like ideological questions, and or like if Christianity is super important to you can say that, and it'll allow you and show you the percentage of, like, the people that you are swiping through, how much compatible. They match and how compatible they are based on those questions. So I really do think that it's a really great system, and they've done a really great job in terms of, like, restructuring what it looks like.
When you're on Tinder, and say you go on a date with someone, you could, like, vibe or whatever in the conversation, and then you find out they're, like, something totally opposite of what your beliefs are, and like those beliefs are super important to some people, like so I think it's super important to answer those questions
100%, and especially if you're looking, like, I mean, I'm 26 this year, I'm not that I'm not looking for hookups, but if I like, I'm at a point specifically where I do want something potentially long term, and like, what does that look like? I also don't want to waste time and find out on like the 10th date that this person is completely incompatible to me. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't last that long before I realized that, but who knows?
But it's you never know. Yeah.
Also, like, Tinder's very like, this is my picture, these are my this is my small profile, which generally people do not fill out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, or it's here's something stupid. My anthem, and it's like always Drake or some really shitty EDM song, and here's my like Instagram thread, and it's just like, yes, but it's just not enough.
Yeah.
Also, like, throw a shout out to Hinge. I did download it. I did delete it right away. But it is the most beautiful app. I think that aesthetically they've designed it, and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
I really, really love it. I do think it's a really good fusion between OkCupid
and Tinder.
And Tinder. Yeah. I think it's kind of like as if they had a baby. But I don't think Like, I just didn't really get into it.
Yeah, I still have it, but it's, like, I never really go on it. Yeah. Like, when I get a notification, I'm not like, oh, let me check that out. Yeah, like,
let me get on to that.
Yeah, and recently I just re-downloaded Plenty of Fish because I downloaded it for the beginning of our show to see just, like, kind of what it was about, you know? Some interesting people.
Okay, I remember we were talking about it, and I can't remember which episode. It probably would have been the first one when I said everybody that's on Plenty of Fish has a criminal record or a mullet or is hiding 60. Something.
Yeah.
And I still stand for that. And honestly, I would argue that OkCupid is, like, also verging in that territory, but it's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost criminal record. It's, like, almost there. It's in, like, the muddy gray space before that. But, yeah.
I mean, and I'm looking on my Plenty of Fish right now. You get a lot of messages on Plenty of Fish, though.
Do you have to like one another first?
No, you can just message
There's
someone.
There's the difference.
But you can see.
Now you have to like
You
each
can.
Other.
Okay, but OkCupid, you can all see if they've messaged you when you're swiping.
Yeah, but
and
you can't
can see.
Read it.
Yeah, you can. You can click
on
it.
Oh,
yeah, and then it comes up. And then if it's something stupid, but they're cute, I usually swipe left because if you don't capture my attention, I'm not really.
Ooh, I want to like turn it on right now.
Yeah, so I just figured that out the other day. Do we want to throw a song on or what?
Sure, like let's do our jobs here.
How does everyone feel about the new Ariana Grande?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's a little bit controversial in other aspects, but I think the album is pretty good.
But the thing is, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Yeah.
The whole music video is she wants to hook up with the girlfriend. And people are like, you're such an awful person for wanting to cheat or making him cheat. And it's like, no, honey. She wants to hook up with her, not him. Why did you assume that?
I mean, if the relationship's consensual, it's like, I'm not trying to, like, it's, like, their decision to also cheat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, they're autonomous in how they make their decisions.
Yeah.
So it's like.
But she took me for a little bit of a ride in the music video. I loved it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Is that what we're playing now?
We're going to go ahead and play Break Up With Your Girlfriend. I'm bored.
Because it's just a common theme in my life, actually.
Yes. Well, okay. bye. Hello. How are you
back.
Feeling with that song?
I love that song, actually. It's a song I vibe to regularly.
Yeah. I've been listening to it, like, the whole album in my car a lot.
Oh, yeah? I just, you know, Apple Music, shuffle.
Shuffle.
Away you go.
Here we go. Start the engine.
I wanted to bring up things.
I don't know what this is, and she told me about it briefly, but... Not enough that I would even
kind
know
of intriguing.
It. Yeah. Well, intriguing. Okay. I don't want to do it already.
So, please, over the reading week,
please tell.
I was watching YouTube videos and there's this one YouTuber that I watch quite regularly. She's super awesome. She does like plus size fashion
and
she does like makeup tutorials, and she also her job, she's like a journalist. She writes for this online revitalist.com. So it's like a magazine that's online. And she basically writes about like her life experiences, like as a plus size model / influencer. And she did this challenge. It's called the 100 Date Challenge. And basically what it is you try to go on 100 dates,
oh my God,
all generated from like online dating profiles.
Yeah.
In a year. I think that's kind of cool. And she's only been on, I think, 7 right now, but she's like just started the challenge in January. So there's 4 rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the first rule is you can't kiss and you can't have sex. So like on any of these first dates, just the first date.
Okay.
But if it carries on to a second date, like these rules are kind of, doesn't matter. Because, you know, be like, no, sorry, I can't kiss you. I'm doing a challenge. Like, you can't say that if you're, like, vibing, you know?
Oh, okay.
Second rule, don't be afraid to politely end a date if it's not going well. And I feel like this is something girls just don't do.
No, they don't at all. They put up with it.
They just put up with, like, the awkward, like, 2 hours. And yeah. I thought about it, and I don't know if I would do it or not.
Just look at the ability. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Like, this is not working out.
I think I gotta hit the road. I wish... Okay. There's this other podcast that I listen to. It's called My Favorite Murder, and I'm sure a bunch of people, and they term them as murderinos, know what I'm talking about. But on their podcast, they frequently say, like, fuck politeness. And I really agree with that, and I think that more women should, like, appreciate that phrase and, like, execute that in their, like, everyday, especially dating lives. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, avoid serial killers, too, but, like, also just avoid shitty dates.
Yeah.
Because it can apply to that as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean...
Do you think you would do it?
I've once did the whole phone call thing. Oh, actually, it was interesting. It was a guy that I had met on OkCupid from forever ago, and I was like, this guy's great looking. We had really lengthy, like, essay-long conversations. Mm. He drove down from Hamilton, and we met at Death Valley's little brother for a coffee. And, he was really uncomfortable. He didn't really look like his... Like, he did look like his photos. I could tell it was him in the photos. But he was a lot shorter, and he's a lot thinner in person. Mm. And, I mean, it was really uncomfortable. And so I actually had someone call. And I really kind of feel guilty now because he drove from Hamilton. And that drive sucks. But, no, I left. But I don't know if I would just sit there and be like, listen, like, I really don't think this is working out.
Let's not waste each other's time.
Yeah. I don't think I could do that, but I want to eventually get to a point where I would feel comfortable.
Just, like, confident enough to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
See ya.
Because
have a good day.
Because then it's not like it finishes at the date. It's just, like, if he were to be interested and I wouldn't have, like, expressed that and been honest with him, is he going to think about it after? Is he going to be wondering whether he should call me? Is he going to call me? Is he going to text me? Like, is it going to be a thing? Even if he doesn't, is he going to feel guilty that he's not? Like, you know what I mean?
So I think it depends on the person, though.
Is it, like, should we just call a spade a spade? Like, this morning, I don't know. I have a really big problem with, like, telling people that I'm just not interested in what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, which is quite frequently.
Anyways, number three, be honest and let them know if you're not interested. So, no ghosting.
Yay. We did a whole episode on ghosting.
You know, I think it's just... kind of going back to our last episode, it's just kind of easier, especially if you don't really know them.
Yeah,
you know, you've been on one date, it's just easier to be like,
but if you're talking to them for a long period of time,
yeah, no, that's fair.
Have a conversation.
Or like,
don't be a Chad.
Let's name drop.
I don't even care, you suck.
I just think communication is key. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Dating 101.
And then rule number four, have fun. It's kind of cringy, but you know what? Have fun. Have a good time.
No.
But yeah, do you think you would do that challenge?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't even want to go on the one date challenge.
Oh, 100 come dates? On. 100 dates.
That's going to give me kidney stones. I would. Or like an ulcer.
Honestly. Okay, a little update. I went on a date during Reading Week. It went well. So if that doesn't work out,
Jesus.
I'm doing this challenge. And I'm going to start a blog.
What did you guys do? You didn't even tell us in your updates.
Oh, let me tell you. So this individual, he's very cute. He's very tall, which we love.
We love.
He lives in Toronto, and he goes to school in Toronto.
Okay.
We're in the same program.
Where does he go to school? Okay.
U of T.
Okay.
So we're both, like, into politics, you know? So we're just vibing right off the start. It was cool. And,
Is this what you put on your Finsta? Like,
yes.
Being attracted to your intellectualism?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Suck yet.
So he invited me down to Toronto, and I was like, you know what? Sure. It's reading week. I've got nothing to do. I'm not trying to read. So I drove to Mississauga from where I live and then took the GO to Union. Mm-hmm. And he met me on the platform, which is really sweet because I have no idea where the heck I'm going.
No, no one does.
In Toronto. No. Anyway, so he met me on the platform and then we were just supposed to go to the aquarium. Mm-hmm. So we went to the aquarium, that kind of finished. And like, he's like, oh, I don't really want you to go. Do you want to go do a brewery tour at Steam Whistle Brewery. Nice. And I was like, cool. Yeah, I was like across the street. So we went, did the tour. We both got a little bit drunk because like they just give you beer.
Yeah.
Like the
really
whole
good there.
Tour, like there's like four different pints I had.
Yeah.
Like anyway, so then he's like, oh, we should probably go eat. So then we went to Chinatown and we went to this really awesome Chinese place. Mm-hmm. And it's like a kind of like place where you have to know.
Okay.
So it was really good. It was like kind of sketchy, but food was really good.
That's all it
then
matters.
We went for bubble tea because we didn't want to stop hanging out. Well, and then after bubble tea, after we sat there for a little while, we went to an arcade bar.
Oh, I love those.
It's called Tilt.
Sure.
It's actually really fun. And they have like games from like 70s, 80s to like now. So then they had like Atari set up, and they also had like Pac-Man and pinball, mm-hmm. but they also had like all these flat screen TVs with like Super Smash Bros, Fortnite, super
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we stayed there for a couple hours, and then I didn't get home until like 3 a.m. and I met him on Union at like 12.
Oh my God.
It
12
was
in
like
the afternoon.
Yeah, it was like
wow.
Three dates in one day. It was wild.
That's beautiful, as
yeah,
you'd like
yeah.
to say.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Are you guys talking now?
Yeah, like he's supposed to come up to Waterloo for a
are
weekend.
Are we having a dinner all together, us three?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to come, I'm sure he would be down
just
for that.
Kidding.
But yeah, he's a very nice person.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I don't even remember when I went on a date last.
But yeah, if that doesn't work out, because it seems to be a common theme in my life.
Honey.
100 date challenge.
100 dates. You go on dates quite frequently, though. As much as you play it off all the time, you're like, you're always on a date, or your friend's just a liar.
No, yeah, I am. You know, I get bored. So I'm like, who can I go on a date with this week?
Torture. Yeah, that makes sense.
You just got to get in there, too.
I'm
going to start swiping for you and setting up blind dates.
No, because I don't like your type. I'm so sorry.
Well, I kind of know what your type is, so I would look for your type.
Okay, describe my type right now to me.
No, because it's very complicated. I'd have to see him.
She doesn't know anything. It's complicated. I can't describe
you don't
it
have
right
one
now.
Type.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The thing.
Tell me about myself in 5 sentences. I'm setting you up. Okay. So she's going to do it. If it doesn't work out, I'm not going to do it.
Britt is going to do it.
Not going to do it.
And we're going to start a blog.
I find talking exhausting. Imagine typing. I have an essay due later and I'm just like, I'll leave that until 11:29. All right, so I'm going to come with some interesting dating facts that I Googled 5 seconds before we pressed.
Oh yeah, these are kind of cool.
Unmute. So,
we are very prepared, okay?
Listen, you're going to be blown away by our last 3 episodes because they're going to be so prepared. But, let's get into it.
Give us some facts. Come on.
Okay. Okay, so.
Stressing her out. Sorry.
I'm sweating. On free dating sites, at least 10% of new accounts are from scammers, which, interestingly enough, or scammers or catfish. I mean, is that synonymous? Is that the same thing? I would say so. Like, I feel like, I mean, catfishing is scamming.
I've been, you know how you can, like, press on Tinder, like, if someone's spam?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did that to me because when I opened Tinder, it was, like, 2 more accounts of this and you'll be banned from Tinder.
Oh,
like, I'm spam. I'm like, okay. Anyways, thank you, next.
Well, there's so many men. I mean, obviously, I can't speak for, like, how many women do this. I'm sure there's a lot. Or they wouldn't have a TV series on it. But so many men use pictures of, like, relatively famous models.
Mm.
Or just, you know, stock images. And it's just so obvious. Like, this one guy was using a picture of Francisco Lachowski,
mm-hmm.
which is a model. And he's beautiful.
Yeah,
and so
obviously.
The second I saw him, I'm just like, come on.
Yeah.
Be smarter.
Yeah. Because
it's just embarrassing.
But you know what? There's probably girls that fall for
it. I know. Which I'm like going to be like, honey, take my hand.
Yeah, come on. Let me help you.
Let me take you away from this. All right. Speed dating was invented by a rabbi from Los Angeles in 1999 and is based on a Jewish tradition of chaperoned gatherings of young Jewish singles.
I would love to do a speed dating event.
You know that historically Radio Laurier had done a speed dating event a couple years ago.
Oh, I would love to bring that back.
Yeah, I found a bunch of the paperwork a couple months ago, and it was just like, it was really interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, so
events
that was
for
fun.
Next year? What do you guys think?
Potential. My eye is watering. I need to go. I need a medic.
911?
Are any
yes,
of our listeners,
hello?
Are any of our listeners ER doctors? Because I need you. Stat. Okay. The online dating industry generates $1.8 billion a year, and the matchmaker / dating coach business generates $260 million per year in the United States. Because obviously
that's
there's
wild.
Never any facts about Canadians on here.
My sister's like good friend from university used a matchmaker, and now she's married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch a show on TV that was, it was like a professional matchmaker, and I can't remember her name. She had long black hair, and it was Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely loved her because she was so cutthroat.
Yeah.
And so just like, this is what I want. These are my expectations. You need to do this because this is why you're not dating. And I'm like, yes, take it.
I need someone
take
to do that
me.
To me.
Beat me up emotionally.
Britt, I think some of your kinks are coming out during this show.
Okay. We don't have to talk about it. All right. So typically, dating specialists suggest waiting until the third date to cook someone dinner at your home. First of all, I'm not going to cook you dinner.
My sister went on a date and to this guy's apartment, which is, I'm like...
First date?
You're like 32 years old. Kind of get your shit together. Anyways, she went to his apartment and he made dinner.
Oh,
and she
really?
Said it was like, okay. But she said it was awkward because it was like first date
awkward.
In his
Where
house.
Where do you sit? Does he have roommates? Like,
yeah.
Are they going to walk in? Are you going to pretend to give a shit about how their day was? No, not me.
Yeah.
Okay, so mirroring or repeating someone's body language often impresses a date because it subtly conveys interest in the other person. So one should avoid copying every move, however.
Imagine.
So just like subtly mirroring their movements.
They move their hand, you move their
yeah, I mean that makes sense though because then you can start like seeing a familiar like a similar blah blah blah.
Whoa,
similarity.
English.
Hi, English. Not my friend today. All right, so
what else you got?
Oh God, there's just so much. I'm so overwhelmed and so unprepared. Top 10 turnoffs for women include cystic acne, raggedy nails, flatulence. And belching.
Okay, if someone farts or burps, like, you do it too. So,
like... Not on our first date, though. There's
I know, but, like, if they accidentally let one out, come on.
Missing teeth.
Oh.
So this is why I don't go on Plenty of Fish.
Unless they're an NHL player, then I could probably get them.
Yeah, if their missing tooth is followed by, like, a $7 million
contract?
Salary contract, we're moving past that. There are such things as
You can afford a tooth after you finish.
We can buy you a tooth, honey. I'll get you one. I don't know anyone. Body odor, yes.
Oh, that's a big one.
Bad breath, obviously. Hairy nostrils. Fair. I mean, if it's sticking out, like, honey, we're not here. I mean, I don't want them to pluck their eyebrows, but, like, if there's hair coming out of their nose and their ears, like, maybe you're Italian, maybe, like, you're Middle Eastern. Like, I don't care. Like,
groom it.
There are... I mean, I just don't like hair, so I think I just don't want any of it. I don't want any of the above.
How do you feel about chest hair?
No, we're not. Like, a little bit. Like, a little... A dusting.
But not, like, a werewolf.
No. Hmm. Oh, my God. So, I went to Roxanne's once, and it was... when their male strippers came.
Yeah.
And it was near my birthday, and and I just, like, generally don't like touching other people.
Yeah.
Especially men, because I just am very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, again, naturally uncomfortable around men. Why I should not be hosting this? But they bought me a lap dance from this guy, and he had a shaved chest, and I remember him grabbing my hand and, like, pulling it down his chest, and I've never wanted to throw up more in my life.
Because it's, like, prickly?
Prickly, and... I didn't want it.
And
you could tell I was uncomfortable. So I think my lap dance lasted like 45 seconds, where generally they last like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like visibly very uncomfortable. Anyways. So don't shave your chest. Don't grow hair. And don't like shake your nostrils.
You know what? Like maybe because it's like my background. I don't mind.
You don't mind?
I do not care.
I don't want it.
I don't care.
Things get caught in there.
If it's hairy or if it's shaved.
Well, hairy, I don't know. It was so funny. I was at this live podcast show for the same My Favorite Murder on Sunday, and one of the men they were talking about, he was a cult leader in Quebec, and he had a really big beard. Mm-hmm. And the second the picture came up, one of the hosts was like, "All I can think about is how much that beard smells." Or how and I'm like, it's so true.
Oh, a good beard, like, though.
A good tamed slash wash.
But yeah, I don't mind if you're a little hairy. We're all a little hairy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dating specialists suggest that if a woman doesn't return a call after 2 messages, she's not interested. Yes.
Well, duh. Get the hint.
Okay. Take it. Run with it. Like, internalize it. Take it to therapy. Get over it. But do not take it to her doorstep. Okay? Let's do it. Statistics show that trying to get a relationship to work with an ex doesn't usually work. The case where it might work is if there was an accentuating circumstances of the breakup, such as one of the couples having going through a family tragedy or moved. This is so true, but there's been, like, at least in my life, in my circle, in my family, both my family and my social circle, there's been this, like, ongoing, like, pattern of breaking up and getting back together, breaking up and getting back together. And it's just exhausting as being, like, the third party or, like, a witness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just exhausted living through the same breakup. And I'm not even breaking up or, like, getting broken up with.
Yeah.
I think it's really frustrating for me to, like, watch as it doesn't work out multiple times consecutively. And it's just, like, it gets exhausting. It gets to a point where, like, I've had to end friendships over certain situations because it was just becoming all-consuming of their life and then by extension mine. And it was just, I couldn't
talk about anything else.
Really difficult to, like, sympathize or, like, continue to have the same conversations about the same guy that's just garbage. And it's just, they deserve better. And it's just, and it's just really frustrating.
I've been through something similar. And you know it.
Yes.
But it wasn't dating.
Yeah.
Solely fun.
It's hard. Because, I don't know. God. I just can't. Men the drama's not
in
for me.
My life are trash.
Okay, so 29% of Americans have had sex on the first date.
Yeah, I have.
I haven't. But I wouldn't. Like, I would. Like, it's not something we guessed.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, going on a first date to have sex. I'm just, like, if we're vibing and it's there, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
I didn't shave my legs, and then I kind of have to put a halt to it.
I need to shave my legs right now. Should I do it on air?
Yeah.
And then I'll put the shaver. Ew. I'll put my leg right next to the microphone.
ASMR.
Like, ASMR of shaving my legs that are, like, dusty.
Ew, I do not love that.
Loving it.
Ew.
It's just for warmth, okay? It's functional. a woman can increase the likelihood of a man approaching her if she uncrosses her arms, and if she's talking to the bartender, it makes a woman seem more friendly and makes it easier for a guy to jump in on her conversation.
That's why my arms are always
tips
crossed.
Tips and tricks. Yeah, this is why my brow is always furrowed with my middle finger up to the bartender. I don't want to talk to anyone.
No conversations, please. No,
I gotta go.
Oh my God. Yes. Again, very suitable hosts for this show.
Suitable. I don't want to keep reading these.
Put on a song. And then we'll do a little outro.
Okay, we're going to go along with Ariana Needy, and then we're going to do, like, a 2-minute outro, because the next show is starting soon.
See ya.
Okay, bye. Or not bye. JK,
I would love that.
Oh my God, we're planning a Hamilton trip, and we're so excited. I'm gonna Tinder in Hamilton because they have such beautiful men, don't they? I feel like Hamilton's on the up and up.
Oh.
I just want to go to 17 places there, but mostly Donut Monster.
Every time I hear Hamilton, I'm like, ugh.
I know, but I used to think that, but they do have a load of great breweries, and then, like I said, there's this new cinema there. It's called Playhouse Cinema.
No, I'm sure the places are
so
beautiful,
great.
But
yeah,
it's
I wouldn't
want to
live in there.
Yeah.
But you might find a few cuties.
Maybe
cutie
we'll go on a few dates at the brewery.
With my dog. All right. So, yeah, we're going to be finishing up now as a bit of a shorter episode, a bit of an unprepared episode.
Still fun,
but
though.
No one's holding us accountable, so we don't care. We would tell you to submit your updates, but you don't. And I don't want to talk to you, frankly. So.
So keep it to yourself.
Just kidding. Keep staying tuned or not. I'm going to talk anyways.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us or don't. I think we're at a total of like 8 followers, and I'm feeling really good about
no,
it.
No, we have like 20.
I don't believe that. I need the facts.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't want you to expose us.
But you know what? At RL Swipe Right, we have 28 followers.
You can either DM us or don't. I'm still going to, like, we'll still find content. But we promise the next few weeks we'll be here. It'll be more consistent and we will have more prepared content. I really, like, I had a few ideas earlier and I'm sure both of us will have more updates going forward. Maybe, I'll stop being a hermit. She'll potentially have a husband and or be on her 17th of 100 dates. We don't know. You don't know. So tune in.
I would love that. I think I'm just going to do it.
Do it.
Just going to do
it.
We
love it. Okay, so we're going to head out. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. So keep swiping right.
Keep swiping.
Swiping. Keep swiping right.
Goodbye.